His mercy in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. The Lord thy God is a merciful God, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee. My bowels are troubled for him, I will surely have mercy upon him. I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. For my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboim? Mine heart is turned within me, my repentings are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger, I will not return to destroy Ephraim. God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth. I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. His help, the God of Jacob, is our refuge. Selah. If God be for us, who can be against us? O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. Thou art my help and my deliverer, make no tarrying, O my God. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, Destroy them. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. We may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. His care he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb, and even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you, I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. There shall not an hair of your head perish. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them, and carried them all the days of old. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. His covenant with his people, O I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, for this is all my salvation, and all my desire. I will betroth thee unto me forever, yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in lovingkindness, and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. God will not forsake them, O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. The Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands, thy walls are continually before me, as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints, they are preserved for ever. The Lord will not cast off for ever, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them, to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. An interest in Christ, but behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. My beloved is mine, and I am his. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth, and grow up as calves of the stall. I the Lord have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. All grace from Christ, of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. Surely, shall one say, In the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a saviour, for to give repentance to Israel, and forgiveness of sins. Redemption be by Christ, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, Go forth, to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. Live from him, and because I live, ye shall live also. He that eateth me, even he shall live by me. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, and gave himself for me. You hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. God, who is rich in mercy, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He that hath the Son hath life. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. As the Father riseth up the dead, and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. If we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. His intercession, he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. It is Christ, who also maketh intercession for us. Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. His love, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And to know that I have loved thee, so shall the king greatly desire thy beauty. Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. Unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. His banner over me was love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. His care of his church, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd, he shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench, he shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify, and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot, or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that it should be holy, and without blemish. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. His presence with his people and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son Jesus Christ. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Behold, I stand at the door, and knock. If any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. Promises of the Spirit. Behold, I will pour out my Spirit unto you, I will make known my words unto you. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field. And I will put my Spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments, and do them. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? This is my covenant with them, saith the Lord, my Spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. His teaching the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Help in prayer, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. I will pour upon the house of David, and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the Spirit of grace and of supplications. Ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble, thou wilt prepare their heart, thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. To witness our adoption, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, that we are the children of God. To seal our redemption, who hath also sealed us, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. After that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. To be our Comforter, he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea, and Galilee, and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. The joys of the Holy Ghost for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, and peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The ministry of angels, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? He shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. That we shall be kings and priests unto God, and hath made us kings and priests unto God, and his Father. Ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Peace of conscience, comfort, and hope. Peace of conscience, the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness, and assurance for ever. His soul shall dwell at ease. Thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace. He will speak peace unto his people, and to his saints. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Comfort, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. The Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. I have seen his ways, and will heal him, I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him, and to his mourners. Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. A good man shall be satisfied from himself. God, that comforteth those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation, and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts. That ye may suck, and be satisfied with the breasts of her consolations, that ye may milk out, and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Hope that every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and my God. that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end, that your faith and hope might be in God. Thou art my trust from my youth. In the multitude of my thoughts within me their comforts delight my soul. The hope which is laid up for you in heaven. The hope of the gospel. The hope of glory. Delight and joy in God, the joy of the Lord is your strength, Nehemiah. Ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. Let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound, they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Or confusion they shall rejoice in their portion, therefore in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be unto them. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. Our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. We will be glad and rejoice in thee, we will remember thy love more than wine. I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. The redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.